Many people are feared dead after a boat carrying as many as 200 Rohingya Muslims capsized yesterday off western Myanmar, also known as Burma, as rescuers try to evacuate them ahead of a coming storm. Cyclone Mahasin is set to hit the low-lying regions later this week, where tens of thousands of refugees displaced by last year's sectarian violence are living. Burma Campaign UK Director Mark Farminer told Vatican Radio that the humanitarian situation for these refugees is serious.
What we're seeing at the moment in Rakhine State in particular is a long-running humanitarian crisis where 140,000 people forced to flee attacks, most of them the ethnic Rohingya Muslims, have been living in the most squalid and appalling camps for internally displaced people. The UN, the head of the UN Agency for Refugees, described it as the worst she's seen anywhere in the world. Months after she made that assessment, the government of Burma has failed to make any significant improvements, and aid agencies have been warning for months as well that many of these camps are in very low-lying areas, so that when the monsoon comes, when the rain comes, these areas will all be flooded. And the government has ignored all these warnings, taken no action to try and move these internally displaced people. And now we're faced with a situation with a cyclone heading towards this area, and people being in flimsy tents and straw shacks. And it took 48 hours after the first warning of this cyclone approaching Burma before a few people started to be being moved. But it's a completely inadequate response so far. We're hearing many reports of people not being moved, some being moved even closer to the sea. And so we're facing a real disaster here with possibly many lives lost.
And so what sort of humanitarian aid is being provided to these displaced persons?
Well, from the government of Burma, which spends 20% of its annual budget on the military, very little indeed. And aid agencies, UN agencies and others have had a very difficult time in the past year trying to reach many of these IDPs with sufficient aid. There's been problems in terms of financial resources, but also many restrictions put in place by the government and a lack of security in the area. The government isn't providing security. So for local aid workers as well, many of them are quite afraid because there's been threats against aid workers who are helping the ethnic Rohingya. So it was already a crisis. Now we've got a cyclone heading there. And sadly, it does seem to be echoes here of what happened in Cyclone Nargis in 2008, when the government had not taken sufficient action in advance of the cyclone hitting. And we saw then that there were over a million people who were denied aid then. We're hoping that the government won't do the same this time, but it was Thein Sein, who is now the president, who was in charge of the relief effort in 2008 after Cyclone Nargis, where the aid was blocked. So there's a lot of concerns about that as well.